every quarter of an hour, we had to get up, say, a prayer. It was all run by brothers. They were a bit creepy. They had this leather strap, which was about, that they carried with them all the time in their cassock. That was the punishment if we were late or if we did anything wrong. Cold winter mornings, if you had the strap, you knew you'd had it.
It must have left you living in a certain amount of fear.
Yes, you were in fear. I was in fear of them all the time. You didn't know what they were going to do. I was glad to leave in 1950 when I was 15.
But some of your worst memories are from when you were around 8 or 9 years old. Tell me about what happened then.
The first experience I had with this brother Ryan, we were having a class in the lecture room, 32 of us in the class. There was a piano, an upright piano, with a chair in front of it, and this brother would take the chair round to the back of the piano, and then he'd call one boy out at a time, and then I was called through and had to lie on my back with my legs over the top of his legs, and I got short trousers on. He started to sort of interfere with me, privates, through my trousers, my short trousers. And because the threatened, if anything was said, this strap was on the top of the piano, you know, don't say anything. But when I got home, I was rather nervous of mentioning it to my parents, but I did ask that I should go into long trousers. So once I'd got long trousers on, this stopped. I was never asked again to go down behind the piano.
Do you know if this happened to the other boys?
Yes. I'm sure the same thing happened because the procedure was the same.
Did you ever talk to each other about it?
No.
The threat of the strap?
Yes.
How long was it before you did tell anybody about this? This happened decades ago when you were about 8 or 9 years old.
Yes.
There was one particular incident, wasn't there, that brought it back to your mind?
Well, I was in Craven Arms at a petrol station. On the other side of the pump was a fella there that I didn't know him from Adam. And we got chatting, and I noticed that he got a pottery accent. Well, you can tell a pottery accent all over the world. I asked him where he was from, which was Hanley. Anyway, I asked him what he did, and he told me that he was a teacher at St. Joseph's College, Trent Vale. So I said I was there as a student. Did he know a brother Ryan? And he did know a brother Ryan, but at that stage he said that he died. And I told him that I'd had a nasty experience with this brother Ryan. But it wasn't until October 2007 I actually told my wife, and she was quite amazed that I hadn't actually brought it up before.
And why had you not mentioned it for so many years?
Well, I didn't like to. It was not a thing that I liked to talk about. It was a nasty experience, I'll tell you.
And you've got a copy of a letter in front of you that you wrote to the school, I believe, didn't you?
Right. And I said to, "Dear Sir, I've been following a recent case in America whereby some pupils from the Catholic school were abused by some members of the staff. The outcome of this case has prompted me at last to come forward with a very similar case which happened to me."
You've had a response from the head teacher as well, haven't you?
Yes. "I know it is easy for me to say, but you should not feel ashamed. You were placed in a very difficult position by a man who you should have been able to trust. I hope and pray that now you have written about it and you can finally find some peace." They have responded, and I was quite amazed that they did.
Has it made any difference to how you feel about it?
Not really, no.